Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Today's episode is all about number neighbors. We discuss the latest internet trend, we teach you all the best texting with strangers etiquette, and we make contact with one of my number neighbors live while recording. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hey, Tyler.
Hello.
Tyler.
What's poppin', honey?
So we were getting ready to record, and I was thinking, what is that song? That's all. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Yes, yes.
Where my dogs at? Bark with me now.
Maybe I don't know that song. I know the bow, wow, wow, chicky-yo, chicky-yay. But I don't know about bark with me.
Yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Well, I don't know if it's yippee
or yippee. Where my dogs at? Bark with me now. I thought, God. Pop, R&B, rap music, whatever that is considered, it's come a long way in 19 years.
Was that Snoop?
Well, it's featuring Snoop.
There you have it.
That is a hit song you get when you mix Snoop Dogg with Bow Wow.
Oh, that was Bow Wow also.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know
what he's
been up to. It's funny because when I was sitting here thinking it in my head and when I was trying to Google it, I was like, is that a 3LW song?
I don't even know who 3LW are.
Yes, you do. 3LW is all... I'm getting a little tired of your broken promises, looking at you.
Oh, I do know that.
Pages singing different numbers and numbers.
I mean, I think that's the only 3LW song I know, to be honest. Honest.
I think one of the 3LW girls ended up on The Real.
Baby, I don't know. I watch The Real only because it's on at the gym and I see it on the TVs and I think, oh my God, what are they even on about? Do people even know that those like roundtable shows are completely scripted? That every conversation that they have has been determined of who's going to say what and like
their big debates or big topics.
Yeah, they have note cards.
Listen, as someone who watches The View regularly, because my roommate watches The View regularly, definitely doesn't seem super scripted. I mean, they'd have their talking points, but Meghan McCain gets heated a lot and doesn't seem like they would keep like perpetuating
these fights. She sticks to her
script.
Though, now every time that I watch any clip of The View, I can only think about when I really went off about how her arms don't match her face with makeup.
And then she said she thought she, and then she called you out about it on Twitter.
You know what? It's
didn't
my
she
only
tweet
celebrity
at you and,
feud.
Didn't she? Yeah, right. Didn't Patty Stanger block you on Twitter?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh, I really missed out on my getting set up. Yeah, I have forgotten a lot of my feuds. Who else do I hate and who else hates me? I don't remember.
You know, I think that was part of my job when we worked together was to have that list at all times.
I bumped into anyone at a Kids' Choice Award, you steered me the other way backstage.
Yeah, I would whisper in your ear and be like, that's bleep, they hate your guts. Move right along, don't make eye contact.
Are there any examples?
Or do make eye... Yeah, I could name names.
I think my
four
move
out of
would
five
be
members
make,
of One Direction.
Well, yeah, I would. My move would be to make aggressive eye contact.
That should. You mean that's... I think that's your brand.
Thank you. Aggressive eye contact.
At least in the bedroom.
It's also aggressive because I don't know I'm even making eye contact because half the time I don't have my glasses on and I don't even know I'm looking somebody in the eye and then somebody's like, why are you looking at me? You know.
And you're all like, hey, little mama, let me look in your eye.
Don't mind me. Just peekaboo streak. Well, what was I about to say? Oh, you know what I realized today?
What? I don't. Please tell.
So I was avoiding somebody at the gym, as you do.
Why? Who?
Because
who
I
was it? Was it someone you?
Anyone.
Was it somebody you had a little tiff with, or somebody you was like, you like had a one night stand with? Or
I don't honestly. I couldn't even tell you. I think there's a couple people at my gym who
you're
have,
avoiding people that you don't even know why you're avoiding them.
I know why.
That's gay culture.
I have a lot of people that I'm avoiding in my life. Some of them we don't get along with. Some of them are past hookups. Some of them, they want to be more friends with me than I want to be friends with them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, I feel like if I start a conversation, it's going to turn into, well, we should get lunch sometime. And I am always thinking, no, we shouldn't. In what world should we get lunch? Like, that's never anybody. No, we haven't ever done it before. We shouldn't start now.
You should just start saying, well, I don't eat lunch.
I actually don't eat lunch. I don't do that. Thank you.
I only yes.
Well, I realized, so... If there's a world where I'm avoiding people at the gym and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to see them, I'm somebody's person that they're avoiding.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure more than one.
It blew my mind. I thought, you know, I am a blessing. I am the best kind of acquaintance because I keep it minimal. I keep it quick. I say hello, goodbye. I only take one headphone out at most. And then I'm like, okay. And then I try to keep going along my merry way. It's like, I feel like, why would you... You shouldn't avoid me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I was trying to think. I don't think I avoid anyone at the gym. I mean, there's definitely this like old guy that's always staring at me. So I avoid even looking in his direction. Like, and I try to make sure I don't even do it on accident.
Is it an aggressive stare?
Yeah. I mean, he's always very, very looky. Oh. And I guess there's also this other guy that always tells me nice legs. And I was like, thanks. It's also a very old gentleman. And the way he tells me nice legs does not make me feel good.
Well, baby, just because they're old doesn't mean that they're not in your age bracket, because, honey, you're getting up there, so...
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You know what I really wanted to start this podcast with, and now we're a whole, like, 5 minutes in.
Did someone say whole?
Yeah, I sure did.
Go on.
I was going to say... So you know what the kids are up to.
What are the kids up to?
I mean, you do know. I had to look at your Twitter.
Huffing,
to figure out
I'm sure, or something. I don't know.
I had to look at your Twitter, which you know I have muted, to find out what the kids were doing and to find out what the fuck a number neighbor is.
What are they doing? Are they making each other faint? That's what we used to do in middle school.
They're all light as a feather, stiff as a board.
No, not that. Not witchcraft. I'm talking like breathe in and out really quickly and then hold your breath and we'll squeeze you until you faint and then when you wake up. I'm not saying you should do it, but I almost got kicked out of Hannah Rabel's house when I was little because her parents heard us upstairs doing it.
Making each other faint?
Yeah. Don't do it. You might die. Apparently, you might die. Anyway, a number neighbor. Tell me about it.
Bitch, you know what a number neighbor is. Why am I telling you? You're supposed to be telling me.
Well, let me tell you. A number neighbor, if you're listening and you don't know.
You're explaining this, should I text my number neighbor?
You haven't texted your number neighbor?
No, what would I say to my number neighbor?
I will say this. Texting with my number neighbor is more stressful than texting with a cute boy.
I don't want to admit who I am.
I haven't told them who I am.
I typed... This girl at work told me she sent a picture of her friend and said, this is me. Because she didn't want to send a picture of herself.
What if the person's like, oh my God, we fucked?
I don't know. She said it's like another girl who's right around her age. They're both very early 20s. And the girl told her, you're cute. And I go, well, I hope you relayed that to your friend whose picture you stole.
This is, I think, the plot of a movie on Netflix, I think. Like,
I think this is the parent. I think this is the parent trap.
There's something here. There's a story here. There's a movie here to sell. Number Neighbor.
Wait, you tell them what a number neighbor is, and should I text mine?
Please do. So,
what do I say though?
Let me explain what a number neighbor is. Okay. A number neighbor, if you're listening, for those of you who have a cell phone or a home landline, anything really, a number neighbor
text on a landline.
Well, if you shush. Oh yeah, you're right. You could call your number neighbor. Oh my God, imagine how aggressive it is to call your number neighbor.
Hey sis.
Oh my God, maybe I should do that for a video. Or we should call them live on the podcast.
Well, I was going to say I was willing to text them right when we started the podcast, and then we had a whole 30 minutes to see if they replied, but now we've really killed 8-9 minutes.
Well, you know, you got 20 minutes left for them to get a reply. Say hello.
All I say is hello.
Maybe start with a GIF of me.
But I also typed in the number into my phone, and it's a green, so I that doesn't... That I tried both my number neighbors, one up and one down from the last digit in my phone number, and they're both green.
So one of mine is green, one of mine is blue. Let me tell the people what a number neighbor is.
I'm going to start with
my God. So a number neighbor is, imagine your phone number, in the very last number you go either one up or one down. That's your number
Is it
neighbor.
Like when you grab the back of someone's hair on the back of their neck and you're all one up or two down?
We never played that.
Bitch, I've done that to you.
I know you've done that to me, but I haven't gotten very mad.
Yeah,
I don't pay it forward. It stops with my generation.
I wish this was like 2014 and it was like peak Tyler Oakley going to like VidCon meet and greets, because I would tell everyone the next time you see Tyler at a meet and greet, ask him, right when you're posed to take the picture, slide your hand up and ask him one up or two down. Is your hair even that long?
No, it's not. But I would like, I honestly, one up, but it doesn't sound half bad. You know what I'm saying?
I'm changing my Grindr bio to one up or two down.
Anyway, I guess you could go two down and be like, hey, number cross the streeter.
Hey, catty corner neighbor. Catty corner.
Well, my family is all, everyone's phone number is the exact same except one up and then one up and then one up and up, one up, one up. So it's like a number cul-de-sac is what I think of it. Imagine being in the middle of that and being like, well, if I text my number neighbor, it's my sister.
That was like when the Secretary of State and or the DMV, if you don't live in Michigan, came across a license plate that was very similar to my last name. And so they told my whole family, because you know we're Jackson, Michigan royalty. And they were all, who all wants a license plate? And then they all had the same first letters. And then they were all 00, like 1, 002.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of somebody's Tesla, and they had...
I thought you were going to say testicle. I don't know why.
No, somebody's Tesla, their license plate said on prep. I thought, damn, okay, yeah. Work.
Remember our friend from college who was dating a guy whose license plate said prey on me?
But no.
It was spelled P-R-E-Y.
No, I don't remember this.
I was like, that's a red flag.
Anyway, back to the number neighbors. So I texted both my number neighbors. So there's a trend going on Twitter where it's like, oh, I reached out to my number neighbor and they were like, please don't reply. And the person was like, oh, you must be white. So then that went viral and then everyone started texting their number neighbors. So I texted my number neighbors.
This does seem like a very white game.
No. No. It's... peak white response is leave me alone.
Oh.
Get off my yard. Very, you know what I'm saying.
Well, I bet that's what I'm going to get from my number neighbor since the text was green and not blue.
Well, I feel like the green replies are the most confrontational. And in fact, they don't even know what's going on. They don't have, they're the type that doesn't have a Twitter, you know.
Should I send a voice memo that says, won't you be my number neighbor?
No, you can. I guess, have you used the voice... feature on Grindr?
Oh my God. The voice feature on Grindr, I have used.
You use it? You send something? What do you say?
No. So this very hot British guy was visiting and he was like backpacking all over the US and he was like staying in a van and he was, I mean, this sounds creepy. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
I promise he was cute. And we were like chatting and he was all, I'm very stoned. And I'm just hanging out in my van and I'm just making new friends. And then he was sending me a lot of voice memos and then it was actually very cute and he was very funny. And so we voice memo chatted back and forth and... that is the only time I've ever used the voice memos myself. But remember, I sent you that video of that guy leaving me a voice memo that was like, Michigan boys, always smart. It was all, Michigan boys, gotta love them. They're smart and cute and sexy at the same time. And I thought, well, I am all of those things.
You're like, you are no longer my number neighbor. I guess there's like you kind of have a neighbor on Grindr, but that's just your neighbor because it's the closest person.
That's like when people on Grindr all, he's closer with an arrow pointing left.
Hmm.
I'm like, congrats. You've really figured this out.
But like, what if you're up against the left side of the grid?
I know. It's like when you're like wearing a shirt that says I'm with stupid and you're standing on the wrong side.
Well. Then who's the rule fool?
Did you like that Grindr added the... will accept NSFW picks category in like your bios. Did you even notice that?
I haven't seen it. You know, I will say this. I haven't been on Grindr in a while.
Wow.
I'm a changed man. But
you're all dried up.
I'm all another logged off Grindr alone.
Are you engaged?
Or something. I don't know.
Are you engorged?
I'm engorged. That's for certain. So back to your number, neighbor. I reached out to mine. I got a response from one. And so we're kind of being coy with our texting. That we, like... We're a little bit like we give one hint back and forth about who we are. We haven't said where we are, but who we are, you know, blah blah blah. I said, "Hi, you're my number neighbor," with a raised hand, with a raised hand emoji.
That's what you said. See, I just said, "Hey, hey." Do I need to say, "Hi, you're my number neighbor"?
I started with, "Hi, you're my number neighbor," because I was like, okay, certainly it could be like a grandpa who doesn't know what this is going on, might think it's something, you know, I don't know. And then they said, "But likely not your neighbor, ..
Ah, I like your number,
and
neighbor."
And so immediately I thought, oh my God. But they waited 2 days to reply. So then I thought, okay, well, I can't be so urgent. So I waited one day to reply. See, and I said, oh. I said, "Well, with a 517, we could have been." And then a hand emoji, because like Mitten, Michigan, you know?
Oh, well, one of them, my up number neighbor is definitely a landline, because I'm getting a rejected text and it says cannot deliver.
Well,
so and I really already fucked up, because my down one number neighbor, I said was hey hey, and I said it 6 minutes ago, so I can't follow up now with you're my number neighbor, can I? That's like, that's very much hey you up well
I was
are
gonna
you?
Say you could just say hey you up well are ya.
Maybe that's what I should have waited and done, was hey number neighbor, you up? well are ya.
I've reached a conundrum with mine, because my number neighbor, I don't know if it's a guy or girl or however they identify, but they said that they're going to be in LA in 2 weeks. And then they said they also went to MSU. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Didn't you already tell me that everyone in your family's phone numbers were just one up from each other? Are you texting your brother?
No, no, I'm the only one in the family that's not in the number cul-de-sac.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You refused?
No, it's because I paid for my own phone bill.
Wow.
Everyone else is in a family plan without me. What does that say about me and my family?
Another cell phone bill alone. Am I right, ladies?
Another family reunion alone.
So, yeah, I mean...
Do I meet up with my number neighbor?
I mean, maybe you should jerk it with him.
Okay.
Maybe you should ask him all one up or two down.
I don't even know if it's a him. I do know that he studied mathematics.
Did you tell them that you lived in LA?
Yes. I said, he said that he got his number 17 years ago, but now but that was when he went to college and he lived in Michigan 12 years ago. I said, well, I left Michigan in 2011. And he said, I'm in Denver. I said, I'm in LA. He says, well, I'll be there in 2 weeks. Did you go to MSU? I said, yes. I studied communication. He said, yes, I studied mathematics. And I left it at that because I got a little nervous. And I'm like, I don't know what to really say. And I don't want it to lead into like, we should grab a beer. And I'm like, no.
I think you should send whole pics.
A whole boomerang? Maybe.
I don't think I've ever seen a whole boomerang.
Well, open up your DMs, Sandy. Everyone send Corey a whole boomerang. It's time. Now's the moment.
It's time. I guess I would really love that. I can't believe another number neighbor alone. The girl at my office who was sending pics to her like number neighbors and she didn't get a response, she switched up the area code and then kept the exact same number.
Ooh,
for the rest of it.
I find that to be fun.
And I said, how do you even decide what area code? And she said she picked the other one that was like local to her hometown. Hmm. So that'd be like us switching up to like a 248, like Detroit area code.
Right. Well, I guess you could you could find your number neighbor in your new town. So like find that San Francisco area code and then put in your, and be like, hi, I'm from Michigan, but I guess we're the same. What would that even be called?
Number play cousin.
Number play cousin. That's what that is. Yeah.
I think you're my number one play cousin.
What's in Los Angeles?
LA is 310, baby.
Oh, 310, baby. Okay. 310, and I'm not going to say the rest out loud.
You're such a greedy little pig, bitch. You already have...
It's blue. It's blue.
You already have one number, neighbor, and now you're going to get an area code number, neighbor? This is such bullshit. This is...
What do I say? Hi, I'm your Michigan number, neighbor. Oh my God, I sent it. I'm nervous.
It's delivered.
Oh my God, it's delivered. It's not even like, it's like, it might start to say red. He might start typing. I'm nervous.
Bitch, See, even my San Francisco area code with my real phone number is still green.
Well.
Who do I have to sleep with to get a number, neighbor?
What?
Our number neighbors the new pen pals?
Certainly. Surely.
Are we going to dedicate 30 whole minutes to number neighbors?
He's typing. They're typing. This
is exactly the reaction I wanted to have myself on this podcast. And now you're getting to have all the fun.
Okay. He says, well, they say, LOL, what? In their defense, I will say it is a little bit of a stretch that I've made. So how do I say this? I've got your phone number. But
my
area code is from Michigan. He doesn't care. I feel like I have to say, well, it's this thing that's going
it's like
on.
It's a trend
happening on Twitter.
It's a Twitter trend that the kids started. And just you should pretend to be like an old man or an old woman and be like, my granddaughter told me I should try it. But none of my number neighbors in Michigan would actually reply.
Oh my God. Okay. So I said, well, it's a trend happening on Twitter right now. You message someone with your phone number, but with the area code of where you live now. Your state neighbor.
Oh my God.
I seem too eager. I use so many exclamation marks. He's not going to reply. I'm ashamed.
He's going to think you're a 16-year-old girl.
What do I follow up with? Like, anyway, like, what's up?
Like, how long until, like, Bravo has a TV show where, like, number neighbors are getting married within 30 days of meeting each other?
Why not?
30-day fiancé with your number neighbor.
Should I say ASL?
No.
Do you know ASL?
Yeah, ASL is age, sex, location.
I guess I know the L.
But somebody, I saw Trixie Mattel posted a tweet or a picture the other day and said ASL, and Katya replied, and it was really funny.
Cool. Good story.
It was like three like ailments.
Cool. This is great. Trixie and Katya show?
I did. I loved it. I mean, I don't watch it on YouTube, but I watched it when it was on cable.
It is definitely our go-to. Well, I guess I'm talking more about, their original show. He's typing. They're typing. He's going to be like, cool. He says, oh, I didn't notice. Yeah, you do have the same phone number. Okay. Cool.
To know you.
Good chat, baby. Good to talk to you.
I can't believe your number neighbor, your across state lines play cousin, number play cousin, is our first special guest that we've had on the podcast in 4 years.
Should I call him? Would that be aggressive?
Oh my God. You should say. You should say, do you have time for a call? Be like, you start out with a text.
I'm currently recording a podcast episode.
No, I mean, I think legally we would have to. You can't record someone without telling them.
He's going to be like, what kind of freak has a podcast?
You should tell him it's an explicit warning. So if he wants to swear, yeah. So you're all, you start with an innocent text and then you invite the person to have a FaceTime.
Oh my God.
And then next thing you know, you're on the hit podcast Psycho Babble.
I think I need to leave it be because he could be my actual neighbor.
Well, he really could.
I don't know. Wait, it could really be anyone I know.
You are so lucky with 14 number neighbors and no one wants to talk to me.
Maybe I should ask them a fun icebreaker. Like, what's your most used emoji?
Do you know how I said my one text came back rejected? What if somebody saw the trend with number neighbors and they just went in and blocked both of their number neighbors to prevent...
Preemptively.
They said, fuck our number neighbors.
Well, it could have been they already just typed really quickly a rejection message that you think is automated, but it's very
To
my end iPhone, this text, my own, reply one.
My iPhone was all... It does not compute.
Oh, well.
The best thing I could do is text my old phone number that I had when I was in college that I had to get rid of because someone was stalking me and say, hey, I had your number 15 years ago. How's it treating you?
I just don't... I hate that.
Did you get any calls for me?
Would you ever go back to your childhood home?
Me?
Yeah.
Is this a question or is this a question for
you? And
your
like knock
neighbor?
On the door and be like, hey, I used to live here. Can I come in and look around?
Bitch, my parents still live where I have lived my whole life.
The question stands.
Yeah, I was there 2 weeks ago. The house my mom still lives in is the house I was brought home from the hospital.
Do you knock on the door and be like, hey, I used to live here?
Can I come in and check the new layout? I don't know.
Surely Nathan is going to be like, maybe
don't call me Shirley.
Oh my God. We should do a video of you going to your childhood home and knocking on the door and being like, I used to sleep in this room, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's also part of 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. I guess maybe that's in my future. My actual...
How many homes did you have? Old homes could you go to?
I have, you know, a very difficult childhood that I went through. So we moved maybe every year.
Well, that sounds like a series.
Well, are you serious? Yes. Maybe it will be. Maybe it's me going back and...
Oh my God,
like,
you could
in this corner.
Oh God. you could play ding dong ditch with your old houses.
Until I get ding dong hitched. Find out what happens. Will I ding dong ditch or ding dong hitch? Next week on Number Neighbor.
Yeah, you should go knock on the doors. What did I see? I was watching something and they were very much like, yeah, they're all, this is my old house. Can I come on in and take a look around? And
yeah, but you got to be careful because somebody that does that could be like a killer. That's why I don't honk at anyone because like you never know who's a killer.
Oh my God, that's literally my dad. He yells at me if I honk at someone. But I remember that. Remember that one time I honked at someone in LA and then they spit on my window?
Yes, I was there.
I know.
I hated it. I hated it. And I felt very vindicated because you know what? You never know what somebody's going to do. And I always yell at Anthony when he honks at somebody. I say, they could have a crowbar and they could pull over. They could come out of their car and they could hit you. I've seen videos. Honestly.
If somebody came walking at me with a crowbar, I would just gas it and hit them.
Well, that's manslaughter. It's still your fault.
I think in Florida, it's self-defense.
I don't know. Well, we're not in Florida. Well, you could ask your Florida number neighbor.
I would call. Maybe what I'll do is I'll start calling all my number neighbors for all my number neighbors for all the red states and start planting some seeds early.
Maybe I do. I go across the country to 50 states and find all my state neighbors, get them together for a fun roundtable on Chosen Family Season 3. Could be fun. Could be
That's like... It's like Facebook groups with people who all have the same birthday.
Ew. I guess I in high school I was in a Facebook group.
That was the quietest ew.
In high school I was in a Facebook group of all Tyler Oakleys, and I definitely made the group and I definitely invited everyone I could find.
Do you think they're all still part of it and now they all realize, oh, that faggot became famous and now he's ruined our name?
I do wonder. That would suck to have the name of a famous person. Like, well, you're not Googleable in ways that you want to be. You know, you can't, like, I guess, I don't know. Everyone's, like, looking for your Twitter and it's, like, the wrong one.
Well, that's why I was afraid to text my number neighbor to begin with. Because if they're all, what's your name? Like, my name's very unique. And, like, I mean, there can't really be that many Corys with a K who spell their name the way I do who live in Michigan and have a Michigan fucking area code.
Well, there you have it.
And suddenly, I'm going to get a whole boomerang.
From your number neighbor, cul-de-sac neighbor. Anyway, it's literally been 30 minutes of us talking about the number neighbors.
Thank you for coming to the Number Neighbors Queens edition. If you've texted your number neighbor or FaceTimed them or invited them to your podcast, please tweet us and tell us what happened.
You know what I would like? If you've talked to your number neighbors, why don't you tell them, hey, do you listen to Psychobabble?
Oh my God, that's a much better idea.
Thank you. Because you should. And then tell them, maybe that's a good icebreaker and you can convert some people to cycle babies. You can tell and send us your screenshots of you talking to your number neighbors and pitching Psychobabble to them.
I love that.
Thank you. I'll tell my state number neighbor that I talked about him on the podcast and maybe he'll listen. That'll be our icebreaker. Hey, I just talked about you for 30 minutes, but I don't know you yet.
Thanks for replying. You really delivered, unlike Corey's number neighbor, who's a fucking monster.
Wow. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
Online. Having no number neighbors.
Okay. What are you doing? You're like rustling some papers.
Bitch, I'm looking at this candy necklace and deciding, should I wear this to Outside Lands this weekend?
Well, that could be the finisher of the look. Do you know what you're wearing?
No, but I had a thought at the gym. I was going to text you and all the other friends who are coming to Outside Lands and be, what's everyone wearing to cold Coachella?
Oh, I looked at the weather and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to wear pants to a festival.
Yeah. Well, I might wear some distressed denim, but I plan on having pants.
Who knows? This time next week when this episode goes live, we might have
danced our pants off.
No, I was going to say died, but danced our pants off.
I promise I'm not dying, and I'm not resuscitating you if you die, so you're on your own, kid.
Fingers crossed. See you guys maybe in an obituary.
You becoming the one cycle ghostie to read them all.
The first ghostie of them all.
To rule them all.
Okay.
Okay, I'm starving.
We're leaving. Bye, friends.
Bye, love you all.